Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, let's start with a place in New York that's going on 38th year, get this, with no property tax.
No town tax in the town of Charlton. I mean, some people say there's nothing certain but death and taxes, but death may still be around in Charlton. Taxes are on an extended leave. 38 consecutive years where there's been no town property tax. Proposed town spending is a little over $2 million. It's down $10,000 from this current year's budget. Well, the big deal out there is the town relies on its share of the Saratoga County sales tax for about three-quarters of its revenue, with mortgage tax receipts, court and other fees, and state aid covering the rest. So people out in Charlton, no property tax for 38 straight years.
Now let's go to the issue of monitoring vacant buildings. We have this in many communities across our region and listening area. Schenectady's doing something to deal with that.
Yep, it's the latest tool to battle blight in the city of Schenectady. The city will be installing solar-powered security monitors in a number of vacant city-owned properties. Several of these units were installed on Tuesday. What happens with these vacant properties is sometimes squatters, well, they'll take up residence in these empty buildings, and they sometimes burn them down in the process. The new security monitors can detect fire and motion and will immediately alert neighbors and first responders.
From there to a new poll from Siena on the issue of impeachment.
Yes, the news is out with impeachment. Most New York voters favor impeaching the president. Republicans are largely opposed, according to the new Siena College Research Institute poll, which was released on Tuesday. The poll found that New Yorkers favor impeaching and removing President Trump by 55% to 38%. Found 79% of Democrats supporting, 81% of Republicans opposed, and independent voters nearly split.
Of course, we spoke with the head of the state Republican Party, Nick Langworthy, last week, who's been touring the state sort of on an anti-impeachment push with campaigns against many of the freshman lawmakers in those districts in New York.
Yeah, this issue, I think, is going to be with us for a while, Dave.
You've been with us for a while and we'll continue. Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette, joining us. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.